Madigay, Gimbay, Bidipi, Baray. That means welcome friends to Biripi Country, and it is on behalf of the Biripi people who stayed into this land. I would like to pay respect to the elders both past and present, and extend that respect to all listeners of King's Kiss.
Hi, and welcome to King's Kids. I'm Heidi. And because this is the first program for the new year, Tony Denison is talking about looking ahead rather than looking back. Tony will tell us that it's good to learn lessons from the past, but don't live there. We'll also hear music from Aussie singer Steve Parsfield, so sit back and relax as we present King's Kids.
We are now into the new year, and what are your expectations for this year? Are you positioning yourself to hear from God? Or are you positioning yourself to know where God wants you to be? Because if you can't see where God wants you to be, and when God taps you on the shoulder and lets you know what he wants you to do this year, are you going to be focused on what God wants to talk to you about, or what God has called you to do, or are you going to be living back there in 2014? Or are you going to be living back there in 1960? Or you're going to be living back there in 1980. This is the way that the church functioned back in the 80s. You know, and why are we doing things differently now? Because we're moving on. And we've got to be ready for what God wants us to do. And what I mean by that is this, that people say to me, Pastor, I've been praying for a husband. Or I've been praying for a new job. But if you're not positioning yourself to receive the new job, then if you're living in the past and thinking about, well, back in the good old days, when I used to work at Arnott's Biscuits, we used to do all this and do all that and do that, but they do it differently now. Are you going to get ready to go to, you know, from what we did in the past to what we're doing now for God? It doesn't matter how we do it, as long as God is in it. And a lot of the time, people are stuck in the past. People aren't ready. I was talking to a woman last year, Pastor Tony. She said, I'm on a dating site and I can't get a Christian husband. And I'm on several dating sites and I can't get a Christian husband. And I said, can you cut and paste your profile and send it to me so I can check it out and see what you're saying? And you know, when I did, when she sent it to me, I wrote back to this woman and I rang her and I said to her, you're looking for a Christian husband. You're not positioning yourself to receive one. She said, Pastor, please explain. And I said, well, nowhere on your profile do you say you're a Christian. Nowhere on your profile do you say you're looking for a Christian husband. So then, don't complain to God and complain to me that God is not answering your prayers, because you're waiting for God to give you a Christian husband. But if you're going to be on these dating sites and you don't have anything out there to say that I'm looking for a Christian husband, I am looking for the man that God has chosen for me. But you can't say, well, God's not answering your prayers, if you're not putting yourself in the right place to receive it. And, you know, you've got to be ready and you've got to do your bit. If you're looking for a Christian husband, then you've got to be ready. You've got to let people know you're looking for a Christian husband. If you want a Christian husband, one of the ideal places to start looking is a church. 95% of the time you will find someone in there who is a Christian. But if you're hanging around poker machines, clubs, pubs, you're not going to find the person you're looking for. So you've got to stop looking back to the past and look towards the future. And be ready when God taps you on the shoulder. I mean, God has called me to be an evangelist, to take the gospel to the nations. But if I go back and think before God gave me that calling on my life, I was a bank robber, owned a brothel, did all sorts of criminal activities. But you see, if I was to think back on what I used to do to what I'm doing now, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing now. You know, I heard a man preach once, and he talked about, he had a great testimony about being in the bikie gangs and how he got saved, and he's running around and leading bikies to the Lord. And I looked at this guy, and I just thought to myself, well, it's a great testimony, but he dresses like he's still back there. He talks about it like he's still living it. He's not in position to move forward. And his testimony is always going to be there because he's still back there. He's not looking forward. And he has that appearance and he gives that message across. But our great God was back 20 years ago. But I got news for him. God is great today. God is going to be even greater tomorrow. Because God is God. God says, I am the same yesterday, I am the same today, and I'm going to be the same tomorrow. God never changes, but we've got to change with God. We've got to be ready for when God calls us to do things. And so this year, are you going to position yourself to receive the things that God has called you to have? Are you going to be thinking, this is my year, this is the year where I'm going to go forward in God. I'm going to be ready when God opens the door. You know, God says, I open doors that no man can close. I close doors that no man can open. And when God opens the door, this year, are you going to go through that door? Or are you going to wait till the door closes and then walk into it and get a flat nose? Or are you going to be ready? You know, the most important thing is to be ready. When God calls you to do something, you've got to have a hope and heart and be ready to go through that door.
Some days I just cut loose everything I do. Just seems to turn out right. Some days it's all too much. I've soon had enough. Swimming against the tide, I look for inspiration in these ever-changing times, these ever-changing times. Some days I'm 10 feet tall, prepared to risk it all. Nothing's out of sight. Some days I just seem lost, way down by the cost, and too tired of the fight. I still look for inspiration in these ever-changing times, these ever-changing times. You're my compass, my true companion. I can count on when I call. You're the one I know I can turn to. Always there to break my fall. I still look for inspiration in these ever-changing times, these ever-changing times. You're my compass, my true companion. I can count on when I call. You're the one to break my fall. Some days I just can't lose everything I do. just seems to turn out right.
A lot of people hesitate, and then they wonder why they don't receive the blessing that God has called them to have. When Lot was escaping, when he was leaving Sodom and Gomorrah, God had created an escape for Lot and his family to get away from Sodom and Gomorrah. God had given them a way out. He'd given them a promise. And he opened the door for them to escape. But you know the story. His wife, her heart was back there in Sodom. Her heart was back there in the bridge club or whatever thing she was into, the social club. Her heart was back there in Sodom and Gomorrah. She wasn't where God wanted her to be. And even when she fled from the city, God says, don't turn around and look back. And she did. And she turned into a pillar of salt. Might have been great if she was in a cattle country where cattle need salt. They could go and lick her all day long. That's what happens when you're not in God's perfect will. You'll finish up in somebody's paddock and the cattle will be licking your feet all day. You got to be looking forward. When God gives you direction, you got to go in that direction. Your heart can't be back there. You see, I can move forward in God and be the evangelist that God has called me to be, or I could be the guy back there at King's Cross running around with a gun in my hand, or I could be the guy running into the bank with a gun in my hand. I can't live there. I can't keep thinking about the good old days, because the good old days are long gone. They're nothing but a distant memory. You know, we got to remember what God saved us from, but we don't live there. All the lights are on, but there's nobody home. We don't live in the past. We live in the future, and we need to be looking forward. Most accidents happen on the freeways because people are looking in their rearview mirror and not looking where they're going. They're worrying about what's going on behind them instead of looking ahead. You know what I mean? If you're going to keep looking in the rearview mirror, you're never going to go forward. If you're going to keep looking at the past, you're never going to go forward in God. You can't think about what we did in the old days. We don't play organs anymore in the church, and the music's too loud. People are dancing in the aisles. Gone are the days where people used to go to church like they looked like they was baptized in bad vinegar. Gone are the days when people used to look like they'd been sucking lemons in the front row before they went to church. You can actually go to church now and be happy. I go to a church now where a guy dances in the aisles and he's in his 80s. He's not looking back to the old days where we were prim and proper. You know, God is so good. He's so free to be in Christ because, you know, I was one of those people that I couldn't raise my hands and sing. And I struggled for years. I mean, I'd go to church and sing, but lift your hand up? You got to be kidding me. And I went to Hillsong. I went there 1 year and there was thousands of people jumping in the aisles, hands up and out. They was free. But man, I looked like I had a broom stuck up my backside. I couldn't jump. You know, they say all black fellas can jump and dance. This black fella was nailed to the floor. I couldn't get a rhythm up. And I struggled with God for the first 2 days. And I said, God, this is not of you. Man, all these people jumping around like they got ants in their pants. And you know what? I stopped looking back to the past and I started looking forward. And all of a sudden, it fell into place. It was like the old slot machines, you know. The penny fell in the slot. And I realized that this is for today. This dancing and singing, lifting your heart, and having a good time in church, this is for today. You know, you see some of them old cowboy movies where they used to have a good time in them old cowboy movies, bringing in the shears and, you know, the old Salvation Army on the street with the drums and that. You know, I grew up with that, with the Salvation Army singing and stuff like that. But you know what? We got to stop looking back. We got to be forward. We got to be where God wants us to be today, and we got to be where God wants us to be tomorrow. Because you never know if God opens the door tomorrow for you to release your gift, to release your calling in the church. You know, God might have gave you a prophetic word weeks ago, or he might have gave you a word 2 years ago, and you've been disappointed because that hasn't happened. And you know what? If God opens the door tomorrow and you don't walk through it, you'll still be waiting. Remember the poor old Israelites when they came out of Egypt. God had told them, he'd given them clear directions. When they got to the Red Sea, they thought they was finished. They thought they was doomed. And you know what they said? They said, why did you bring us here, Moses, to die out here in the wilderness, to die in the desert? We'd have been better off back in Egypt, where we had food in our bellies, but we were slaves. We were beaten, tortured, but we'd have been far better off back there in Egypt than it is to be here to be killed by the Red Sea. You see, the Red Sea isn't the end of who you are in Christ. The Red Sea isn't the barrier to stop you from achieving what God wants you to do. Because, see, God opened the Red Sea. He parted it. And the Israelites went through on dry land. It was the poor old Egyptians who got sucker punched. They was the one that went through and they got drowned. Because God let them in there. You know what? God was establishing to the world who he really is. We read the Old Testament and we read all these things. How God was great and all these wonderful signs he did. And yet they still murmured and whinged and moaned and still rather be in Egypt. They'd still rather be in Sodom and Gomorrah. If you're a Christian today and you still want to be in your Sodom and your Gomorrah, or if you still want to be in Egypt, well then I'll pray for you because you need prayer. You need to let go of Sodom and Gomorrah. You need to let go of Egypt and go to the promised land. And don't take 40 years to do it. Say, God, I am open to what you want me to do. You open a door for me, God, and I want to walk through it. Lord, if you close the door, I won't be there with a fireman's act trying to break it open and trying to get in. I won't be like that old Pastor Tony doing a break and enter, trying to get in where you don't want him to go. You got to be where God wants you to be today. You can't keep looking back.
I look to your love at the dawning of day. No matter what people may say, I look to your love through the brightest sunset. Here I look to your love. I look to your love on busy streets when the pressure is on and I'm feeling the heat. I look to your love in the stillness of night. Yeah, I look to your love. Yeah, I look to your love, 'cause it's your love that maintains me and sustains me. I look to your love through the passage of time, searching I look for rhythm and rhyme. I look to your love to do what is best. Yeah, I look. Sustains me. I look to your love in the colors of spring, for all the newness and the healing it brings. I look to your love when the feeling is blue. I look to your love. I look to your love. sustains me.
You know, Slim Dusty wrote a song, you know, put him out in the long yard. Well, you know what? Get out of the long yard. Break the shackles off your life and put your trust in God. Don't let your past and your circumstances hold you back from achieving what God has called you to do. Don't look to the circumstances. Don't look to the past. Look to the future and put your trust and your eyes on Jesus Christ. Because Jesus is the answer to everything. And Jesus is going to make this year the best year you've ever had in Christ. Put your trust in him. And I tell you what, you stop looking back over your shoulder and you look forward and see what God has prepared for you this year. God says, I've prepared things that you can't even understand or begin to think or see the things that I've prepared for you. And you won't see them if you're looking back. If you're looking back over your shoulder. You know what? If I used to look over my shoulder, always looking back. That's why my nose is fat and black. Because I keep walking in the doors because I'm looking the other way and not looking where I'm going. I know what God has called me to do. And every day is a day closer to fulfilling the promise that God has put on my life. The call that God has put on my life. Every day is a day closer. Not a day to whinge about, well, why hasn't that happened yet? You know, Lord, you know, the blessings, are they going via China? You know, Lord, you say you're going to release the blessings. You know, and they're a long time coming. But you know what I've discovered through my patience and waiting on God is that God's timing is never wrong. God's timing is always perfect. We might whinge and groan because we don't get it straight away. You know, I watch my grandkids all the time. Mate, my one-year-old grandchild, he can chuck a tantrum if you put food in front of him, don't give it to him straight away. Man, he'll bite your arm off. He'll chew it off because he wants it now. And like most Christians, when God gives us promises, we want it now. And we keep looking back to the past. Well, God, you didn't bless me with what you promised, you know. What about way back then, Lord, when I got saved? You was always speaking to me, God. You was working miracles. And what's changed? Because you're looking back. You're looking over your shoulder. You're looking back to the good old days. Instead of looking to the great days that lie ahead. And they are great days. Because Jesus is at the center of those great days. From the old days, what you used to call the great days, God has been working behind the scenes to make tomorrow a better day, to make it better than it was yesterday. Because if you trust him, if you love him, he will always have your best at heart. God is so good, God is so gracious, that even when we're so stubborn and we won't let go of the past, when we won't stop looking back, God is still working on our behalf because he knows sooner or later we'll get sick of walking into that brick wall. Sooner or later we'll get sick of going around and round the mountain. If I would have been them Israelites, it wouldn't have took me 40 years. Well, it's easy to say that now, but we're no different to the Israelites. We're no different to Lot's wife. Because when God provides a way out of our problems, we keep looking back.
Sitting by the river, quietly thinking about who I am and where I've been before. I'm not one for living in the future, but lately I've been wondering what's in store. In a world where everything is changing, seems we've lost responsibility. Sometimes the best laid plans need rearranging. I guess what lies ahead is up to me. These two hands, they swing the hammer. They lay foundations that I build my life upon. They hang the doors I get to open. They make me the man I am. These two hands, these two hands. This old house sure has seen some changes. It's weathered many storms down through the years. There's been times it seemed a little faded, but it bounces back with more blood, sweat, and tears. These two hands, they swing the hammer. They lay foundations that I build my life upon. They hang the doors I get to open. They make me.
Filled with these two hands. As we start this new year, let's not forget the past, but as Tony said, don't live there. It's good to use past experiences as lessons in life, but don't dwell on them. Good or bad, past experiences are best used for learning how to live for the future. If you'd like to talk to Tony, you can ring him on 0427 839 474. That's 0427 839 474. You can listen to this program again by going online to kingskidsministries.org and clicking on the Listen tab. All of the King's Kids radio programs are available to stream or download. Just follow the prompts. It's been good to have your company. I'm Heidi, and on behalf of Tony Dennison and the King's Kids team, bye for now and catch you next week. King's Kids is produced in the studios of Rema FM, Port Macquarie.